Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir, Parshas Vayakel, Tovshin Pehei, Parshas Pora. So we're going to learn Meshech Chochma and Parshas Vayakel, and then hopefully Me'inyan Le'inyan will head and learn a Meshech Chochma also in Parshas Truma, Be'ez Hashem. So we're going to start with Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayavoyu ho'anoshim al hanoshim. And the men came al hanoshim. So the question is, what does al hanoshim mean? Dr. Meir Simcha Targum. What does Uncle say? Umaisin guvraya al nishaya. He translates the word al, simply al, an. Says the Meshech Chochma, Pirush, Shehiviu mei al hanoshim. The word al means from and the women. Vayavoyu hanoshim, and they brought it mei al hanoshim. Ba'oiden al hanoshim, while we're still on the women. Yu'uyin Rashi, look in Rashi, because what does Rashi say? Rashi translates the word Vayavoyu hanoshim al hanoshim im hanoshim. Rashi translates al to mean im, with. Im hanoshim usmunchim aleihem. With the women, as we'll see in a few moments. And in the parentheses, Rashi says, Masha targum hiniach al kipshutai, this that Unkelus left the word al, kipshutai, meaning an, mishum delay mitargim vayavayu hanoshim v'osu gavraya kimoshim mitargim leilmine. Because Unkelus did not translate the word vayavoyu mean to come. Va'osu would mean to come. Like it says in the pasuk before, vayavoyu kalisha asher nesoy liboy va'asoy kol gevar. And they came. So if the word vayavoyu means they came, so then Rashi says, they came al hanoshim. What do you mean you come al hanoshim? Then you have to translate it to mean im hanoshim. They came with the women. But Unkelus did not translate the word vayavoyu to mean that they came. Rak mitargim umaisan, it means they brought. V'ratzaloymer sheiviu chach v'nezem ba'oidam al hanoshim. K'may shekosev Rashi al tava ha'sizim. Vayisachais, this is parentheses, not Rashi. This is someone else. I'll be honest with you. I'm reading here from the Meshech Chochma with the Rashi here, and it has this parentheses. I don't know who put it in my Rashi in the Mikrois Gedolos. Doesn't even have this whole line. I'm not sure where this parentheses came from. Obviously, it's not Rashi himself, but whoever's the Mefarish here is explaining that since Unkelus translated the word "my son," which means "and they brought." And they brought, Ho'anoshim, the men brought, what did they bring? As the end of the pasuk says, Chach v'nezem, etc. So they brought it, Al Hanoshim. Unkelus left that as Al to mean, Mei Al Hanoshim, like Rameir Simcha says. So that's what he says, Yu'uyin Rashi. He's saying to look at Rashi, because Rashi says, Im Hanoshim. And as we just explained, whoever put these parentheses in, the difference between Unkelus and Rashi, because Unkelus here translated vayavoyu not as they came, rather they brought. Venera. So Zakhtar Meir Simcha, why did it have to be me'al hanoshim? Why did it have to take it off the women? So he says, the Omar, kais ze la'akum le'mitzer lehejit. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, daf memdal amud bey, says that if someone designates this kais, this cup, for Avodah Zarah, doesn't become usher to a hedget. Avo mishum muksel avi dezora mitzvah legavaya. But it becomes usher legavaya. Becomes usher to bring as a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, to bring to Bedek Habayis, to the regular people, someone who's not hektish, it doesn't become usher with a designation. But muksel avi dezora designated for an avi dezora, for the usage of avi dezora, that is enough to make it usher to be given to Hektish. Yu'uyun ar sameach perek dalid misuri mizbeach halacha dalid, where Amer Simcha talks about this concept. So Dr. Meir Simcha Lachain Amru Bimasech Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Nun Gimel Amud Beis says the Ba'al Cheto Egel. The pasuk says Ela Elohecha Yisrael. These are your gods, Kla Yisrael. So the Gemara is bothered. Elohecha, there was only one Egel. What's the Lashon Rabim? Your gods, Melamed Sheivu Lelohus Harbei. Melamed that they desired many gods. I want to say something here. In the Meshech Chachma, it says, Melamed she'ivilu ivivu la'agolim harbe, to many agels. Now, even here, in Rav Dalm's edition, he put agolim in parentheses, and he put lelihus in brackets. Meaning to say, because that's what the Gemara says, lelihus harbe. However, it seems to me that Rav Meir Simcha either had such a girsa, and he dafka wrote la'agolim, even if the Gemara said la'lehus harbe. And I want to say why. I found that in the Yeshurun, Chelek Yud Beis, there's hagoyis from Rav Benga, Zichrayna Livracha, on the Sefer Meshech Chachma. And on this Meshech Chachma, that he says, brings Rameir Simcha melamed she'ivu la'agolim harbe. He says, b'gemara sham v'gam sanhedrin lesa ha'girsa la'agolim. Now, the Zohar and Sanhedrin does not have agolim, rak la'lehus harbe. Which you could say, it's not referring to making other egels. It remains they want to serve the sun, they want to serve the moon, other avodah zarah. So Rav Benga understood, as we'll see in a moment, that Rav Meir Simcha was dafka writing la'agolim. Why? Because Rav Meir Simcha continues, im kein hayu choshvin la'aseis mitachshitin oid agolim eil elihecha Yisrael. Melamed she'ivu la'agolim or la'lehus harbe. But the Ikar is, Meir Simcha's learning la'lehus means they wanted to make more egels. Now where were they going to get the materials for more egels? They're going to get it from the tachshitim. Shayu choshvin la'aseis mitachshitim oid agolim. From the different jewelry, they wanted to make more agolim. V'avi muksa la'avodah zarah. So Zokter Meir Simcha, that Mele comes out that the Tachshitin that existed now, but at the time the building of the Mishkan, the ones that they had in mind and designated for more Agolim, for more Egels, for more Avodah Zarah, L'chayrar Aser now L'gavoya, the Aser to be brought for the Mishkan. Now the fact that they kept them and they used them as jewelry is not a problem. Because lehejayit it's mutter, but now they have to go give it kesef zav nechayshes to the mishkan. It's aser. Lachain heviu atachshitim. So when they brought these tachshitim, the nezem v'chulu, the tabas, the chumas, all the kli zav, they brought them ba'oidam al hanoshim. They brought them on the women while the women are still wearing them. She'ein bohem chashash muksa. If they would have just brought bag full or a keli full, here's all our tachshitim, so we have a problem. Some of these tachshitim might have been the men's tachshitim who had designated them for the egel and for more egels. So they came al hanoshim, they brought them bo'idim al hanoshim. Then there's no chashash that they were designated for avodah zarah. The hanoshim roile rotsu litein nizmeyem le'egel. The women didn't want to give anything to the egel. Shekein kosov, like it says late earlier, last week's parsha, lamed beis gimel vayisparku, and they took off. Vayisparku kol ames nizme azov asher ba'azneyem. They took it off. Shekein kosov vayisparku, which is balkarchem. That is the Dasakeni Mivali Atosis over there, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, understands the word Vayisparku being taken off forcibly. Meir Simcha doesn't bring the Dasakeni, however, he's saying that's the Pasha Pshat. I think the Dasa Kainim brings this. don't see the Das Kenyan now. It's not the Das Kenyan quoted, but but Dayan, he brings here, Avdom brings from the Das Kenyan and from the Hadar Zakenim. Because by the Maisa Egel, the Tachshitim were taken by Karcha, ki the Mashma midichsiv vayisporku, the Mashma by Karcha. And by the Maisa Mishkan, Samchu b'nesina, therefore they were zeicha to Rish Chaydish as a yontif. So Meir Simcha saying on his own, vayisporku means bal karchan. So anything that was taken from the women for the Egel was bal karchan. So anything that the women kept, it's pashut that they were not maksev for avodah zara. The men, on the other hand, they gave tachshitim to the egel, and any other tachshitim that they had, it's very possible, melamed she'ivu la'agolim harbe, they wanted to make tachshitim oidagolim, it's muksel avodah zara, so they couldn't bring it. So therefore, that's why our pasuk says, v'ayazokter meir simcha v'ayavoyu anoshim al anoshim, he's going with the targum, they brought it, ba'oidan al anoshim, they brought the jewelry while it was still on the women. While it was still on the women. Why? Because that was clear. It was assured that that had no problem of muksa lavay dezara. No problem of muksa lavay dezara. That is how Meir Simcha understands the pshat and the pasuk here, according to the way the Targum is understanding the pasuk. Now, Rashi, on the other hand, as we said, before I get to there, actually, the Chassam Sofer says, no, let's do that. I'm sorry. Let's do Rashi first. Rashi, on the other hand, says, "Vayavoyu anoshim al hanoshim im hanoshim," with the women. Why with the women? Usmuchim lahem. So says the Sifsei Chachamim, "Ki matzinu al," sometimes means besamuch. Zok the Sifsei Chachamim, "Lefi dekaim alon," since we paskin, "de mekablim tztokim in anoshim al adover muat." When I'm a kabbal stalker from the noshim el adover muat, leficha chomar shabo hanoshim im hanoshim. There's halach in Shulchan Aruch that's paskin, and it's based on a gemara. Bavakama, bavakama daf. If it was bavakama. Kuf yutas at the end of daf. All the way at the end of Masechta Bava Kamma. And of Kuf Yuv Tes, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be mekabel tztaka from a woman unless she's giving a davar muat. Only a small amount. Large amounts, we're afraid her husband's not maskim, she stole from her husband, whatever it is. So memeli, you're not mekabel. So zaksiv zechachamim, the women are coming, giving big matanas here. They're giving their jewelry. That they have to come with their husband, because they mekablim. And that the Sipurni says as well. Vayavo anoshim al noshim, im anoshim aministaz va anoshim, shalohen lahaskim minadava, that they should agree, kadeh shekablu hagaboy men, shein mekablim min anoshim al adover muat. Azoy shtein Sipurni. Last year, must have been this parsha, Yaakov Pekudei Vayikra, it was Ibrios, it was separate also, I think. And I was in Lakewood for a chasana, and I met Rav Ruvain Drucker, so Zayin Gezunten Stark, who's a Rav in Highland Park, and I'm very close friends with his son, and I know him for many years, when he was in Detroit. And so he told me that I think Daf Yomi had just finished Bava Kamma, and he spoke at the Siyum, and he said, L'chayre, he said over this Sipornai, and he said, Lechari has a problem with the Sipornai. Why is the Sipornai saying that you needed the men to come with the women because you're only mekabel a davar muat from a lady, and this is a davar gadol? He said, it's shver from the Gemara. Because the Gemara over here says that Ravina iklu levei mechuza. Ravina went to vei mechuza. This is Kuf Yotes Amar Aleph. Asu nashe devei mechuza. Ramu kami kavli vishiri. The women of Bnei Mechuza came in front of him, and they gave him all these types of jewelry and stuff. Shar Shirei Zav, golden chains and bracelets. And Kabul Minai, and he accepted it from them. So Rabbi Teisva said to Ravina, how could you take it from them? Gabet Staka is only allowed to take a davar mort. So Amalei Hani Livnei Mechuzah Davar Mu'atninu. For the B'nai Mechuzah, even all this gold, they were so rich, all this gold is considered a Davar Mu'at. Ashirim Heim, says Rashi. So you see, says the Gemara saying, and this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch as well, that what's a Davar Mu'at? It's relative. It's relative to the wealth of the person or of the city. So Frecht, Rav Reuven Drucker, at this Siyam, he says, I don't understand. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, pieces hayam, loaded, chamayrim, full of jewelry. So as much jewelry as they brought, l'chayra to Davar Mu'at compared to what they had. And if that's true, the halacha should not apply. So why is this important? He's saying that this is the ha'ara he said at his daf yomi siyum that he made. So I told him the l'chayra, there's a Meshech Chachman says mamash the same thing as the Sipurnai. Meshech Chachman, the beginning of Parshas Truma, so like the first Meshech Chachman Truma, Pirush Meis Kalish, Viloi Meis Kalisha. When the Pasuk says you take the Truma Meis Kalish, only from a man, not a woman, Shemi Isha Sheyesh Labal, and Mikavlin Gabet Stoka, Dover Meruba, Kiditanya Saif Bavakama. Ramer Simcha says, because a woman you cannot take a Dover Meruba. Uva parakama dishkolim darshal truma shkolim, v'noshim katanim ein shayklim. A second shot saying Rameir Simcha, if our pasuk is talking about shkolim, women don't take, give shkolim, and the katanim don't give shkolim. But Rameir Simcha here says, also, that why is a mace called isha sheyidvenu libayi? Because from ishi in amakab, only a davar mu'at. Only a davar mu'at. Now it's interesting, Rav Dom here brings, in Parsha Truma, that in Sefer Avnei Shayam, from Rav Shachar, he brings Aram Meir Simcha, and he says, Ulam Kashim, Parsha Vayakal, it says, Vayavayu Hanashim Alanashim, that the women did bring. And that's Zokta Dom, I don't understand. He says, but look in Rashi there, the women came with the men. Look in the Sivse Chachamim, because of this halacha. Look in the Sipurni, because of this halacha. So he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the kasha that the Avnei Shayim is asking. The Avnei Shayim asked the second kasha, because the Gemara over there says the reason why you need the man there, or we don't take from women, is because we're afraid shematikach mi baila shalei midaitai. Now, l'chayra. She has Maisi Adayim, maybe she has her own money. No, but there's a takana of Mizaynas Takas Maisi Adaya. Maisi Adayim, a way lady's earnings go to her husband, and in lieu of that, he feeds her. So, Frekt Avnei Shayam, L'chayra, that halacha only applies when there's a takana of Maisi Adayim Labailim. But if there's no takana of Maisi Adayim Labailim, so L'chayra, you should accept from a woman. L'chayra, the midbar, the takana didn't exist yet. So that's the second question. L'chayra, the takana didn't exist. And Betzem, if you look in the night of Yehuda, Yaradeya, Tinyana, Yaradeya, Kufnun Ches, over there he's talking about also a woman who was a very rich, her husband didn't give tzedakah, and they were very rich, and she gave tzedakah, and there was a question, is she allowed to or not? And the Yehuda says she's not allowed to. And over there he says, I by Avigail, the mites with Avigail and David, with Novel, she brought a big present to David. He says that was before the Takana Maisi Adayim. So the Yehuda Mamish uses La Halacha, that before the Takana Maisi Adayim Labailim, a woman could give a Nedava Meruba. It's only after the Takana. So Mamela, as I frekt Avnei Shayam over here on the Meshech Chachma. But either way, the Meshech Chachma also learning that the Sipurna L'chari, you have the same kasha that Rabbi Drucker was asking from the Gemara. Now, if you look in the Arachaim HaKadosh, he also addresses this very interestingly. Over there in Parshas Truma, the Arachaim HaKadosh says, he's also Medayik Me'ez Kalisha She'idvenu Libay Tichos Shumasi. So he says, Shloish Ribuyim. Meis kol ish, asher yedvenu libay tichu es shumasi. So he says it's coming to be marba three things. Three things that usually you don't take tzedakah from the following three people. Yesaimim, noshim, and aniyim. So he says, yesaimim, Ein paiskim stak al yisaimim. Nashim, the Gemara Bava Kama says, ein loichim anashim al davar muat. And muat the merubi says, lefi erech mashahim anashim. Uchemais ravina, who said that he took the golden chains. Ki be'erech b'nei mechuz adavar muat, like we said. And a poor person, the Gemara says, chasam and bezim baba basra, you're not teveya, a poor person, to give tzedakah. If he gives, you're mekabel, but you don't force him to do it. It says, a rich person, you force him, a poor person, you don't. So therefore, he says, by nedavas hamishkan, Hashem said to Moshe, you could take from all these three things, yisaimim, noshim, and poor people. Es l'rabbis hanoshim, kol l'rabbis hayisaimim, and isha sheidvenu libo is mashma, a poor person, shemishloshtam yikach afilu davar gadol. Afilu davar gadol. So Rav Chaim HaKadosh L'chaira is by marking, he's mentioning the question, and he's saying, I'm not sure what to do with it, because it sounds like he's saying that all three of these people, we usually don't take from them, and there's an exception to the rule here, we do. And that includes a Dover Gadol from an Isha. Now, why did he bring in that it's Tali and the Erech of the Isha? Tali and what's in their how rich they are and how valuable it is towards them. Like, why did he bring that in? Why did he bring that in? L'chair, it sounds like he's saying, no, even these things were Taka Dover Gadol. They were Taka Dover Gadol, even l'fi the Erech of the Nashim in the Midbar, and yet still, the Torah here says an exception to the rule. Now, he continues, says, why is it that we give we have these exceptions? So first he says, because it's a kapara on the Maisa Egel. And he says, it's a kapar on the Maisa Egel. And then he brings also by Bizas Mitzrayim, that they all took out, so Bizas Hayom, they took out so much money. Hareshel Yisrael, Oishra Mufl, Klai, so much money. Olefi Zed, Yesh Tam Nochen L'Shlashta. You only don't take from Yisaimim, but a kapara you do take from Yisaimim. Vanoshim also gam mimokim kapara loichim mehem. V'oid shagam shitu dover gadol berachoshim amuvlug dover katan yichoshim. So Hitaka answers it to Arachayim, and he says, no, because they were taka so rich, because they were so rich, it's taka dover katan. So two terutzim, says the Arachayim, in why the women were allowed to give over here, why the Torah is being marred by the women. Number one, because it's a kapara, and could be that you take even a davar gadol. And number two, it's taken out a davar gadol if he erech oishram of the women. So you have to know, the way I explained it in the Kasha, was Lechari, he knew that piece, now he doesn't know this piece. Okay, Yuyin Shom. And for the poor people also, there weren't any really poor people. Because they were very rich. Everybody was rich. Even the poorest were very rich. So Melo Zogdar Achayim, that's why Taka, there's a ribui to take from them. So we have over here, it comes out that the Arachayim HaKadosh is Taka learning. Not like the Meshechach, not like the Sipornoi. He's learning Psha in the Pasuk that the women Taka are supposed to give. The women attack is supposed to give. And L'chari Avakasha, normally we're not mekabel from the women, only a davar muat, not a davar gadol. So why are they supposed to give over here? So the Rechaim Taka learns it's exception to the rule. And the reason exception is because it's a kapara, and a kapara you take a davar gadol, or it's Taka not an exception to the rule. It's the chiddush of this pasuk that since it comes out, I think, people could send me their haris, but it comes out that Rav Chaim is really saying that the Makar of Ravina, this is the Chiddush, I think is Chiddush now in the Gemara and Bava Kama, that where did Ravina get this? That it's Tali Lefi Erech Ashram. Where does Ravina get this? That a Davar Mu'ad and a Davar Gadol is dependent on the person. To the B'nai Mechuzah, these were small things. You might have said no. L'maisa, it's a big thing, and Memela, you got to ask your husband's Rishus. The Teretz is, Zogt Arachayim, because since the Torah over here said the women should give, and even though normally women don't give if it's a Dover Merubah, in his second Teretz, Zogt Arachayim, no, it's not a Dover merubah here, it's a davar mut, because they were fabulously wealthy from Bizas Hayam. And Mimela, Lefi, the Erech of what they had, this is a davar mut. And the Torah is telling you that's why the women are allowed to give. Come to Chais, that this is really the source of Ravina's halacha, that it depends on the Erech of the person in the Aruch Chaim's second Teretz. In his first Teretz, it has to do with the Kapara. Mashen Kain, Rameir Simcha, and the Sipornai, and then it's very Gishmak in our Pazuk, Vayavayu Hanoshim Al Hanoshim, is Pashup Shat. They came with the women. They came with the women, meaning to say with the women, Pashup Shat means that the women gave. Not because you needed the men and the women there, like the Sipsachamim, the Sipornai, and the way we said in Rashi, the difference between if they brought it, Umaisin Gurva, they came with them, it doesn't make a difference. Vayavayu Hanoshim Al Hanoshim means Im Hanoshim, the Chiddush is the women brought. Not that they brought it May Al Hanoshim, they brought it from on them, or not that they came with them to give them Rishos, like the Sipsachamim and the Sipornai say. Pashut, it means, yes, the women gave. How are they allowed to give? They're allowed to give because they're allowed to give, like the Aruch Chaim said. According to the Sipornai, according to Rameir Simcha, for some reason, they're not nicha to this. And they say, no, the women did not have rishus to give. No, me'ez kalisha she'id venu liboy. The women did not have rishus to give. What happened over here? Vayavayu ha'anoshim al ha'anoshim. So Rameir Simcha Bayas learned his pshat in the Targum, but he'll go along with the Sipornai. That you can't say, that the women stam gave. The women are not allowed to give. The men took it me'al hanoshim. The men took it from on the women and brought it, because the men are taka, the ones who are giving it. That they're taka allowed to do. Why this kasha l'chayra? Why did you say it goes according to the erech? I don't know. Honestly, I searched in the Eitzra Chachma, and the mefarshim, they all bring all these concepts, but I didn't see anyone mamish tackle it beferish and say. I saw someone ask the Meshachach and Zipurnai that they don't go with the Aruch Chaim's gang and others who go along with that. But to ask this question, what happened to Ravina and the Bnei Mechuzah? What does Rameir Simcha do with that? Why don't we say it goes with that Erech? I don't know. I don't have a good answer to that question. I saw the Chassam Sofer just stand off. Chassam Sofer says a similar thing. Vayavayu Anoshim Anoshim. This is Chassam Sofer al HaTorah and in Torah's Moshe. He says, when it came to the Tachshitei Hanoshim, the Choch, Vonezim, V'Tabas, this is women jewelry, they didn't accept it if the men brought it by themselves. Why? Because maybe this jewelry the Bailim made for their wives, Vein Labal Rishus Lakdishim, and Erichin it says that anything a husband makes specifically for his wife, he doesn't have Rishus to be Makdishit. Even his Makdish Kal Nechasav, it's a mission over there. The Gemara says certain things are not included. The clothing of him, the Tachshitim of his wife are not included. And therefore the women had to come with the men to say, yeah, we give Rishus to give it. Now you'll say, let the women be Makdishit? No. Because the mice, it still doesn't fully belong to the women. It's still considered nichsei habal. V'kai malon dein loichim me'isha matanach hashuva lehaktish ulitztaka b'lidas ratzon v'ayla. So since it really belongs to the Baal, even though he doesn't have rishus to be makdish because it's designated for his wife, and he gave it to his wife, but she can't be makdish either, says the Chassam Sofer. And therefore she can't give it. Alkein hutzruchu shneyam lavoi ha'ish v'ishtoi. They both had to come. So not just like the Sipornei is saying that the man had to come to give rishus, but the woman also had to come to give rishus. So therefore, they both had to come. Ha'ish v'ishtoi, v'isha t'chila. First the woman has to come, and then the man. D'mayishi kadshenu t'chila, yakdishenu t'chila, if the man first is makdishit. So it's not going to help afterwards that the woman is maskim. Because she could say, that's another halacha that we have, that when a husband does something like this, and then you go to the wife, she could always say afterwards, I didn't really mean it. But I knew my husband wanted it, nachas ruach lebaili. I wanted to do a nachas ruach for my husband. Shalei levatel devarav. So I said it, but I don't really mean it. It's in Gittin and Ebenezer, Simen Tzadi. So therefore, the women have to be the first ones to come and say, no, we're maskim. And then the husband say also, we're maskim our wife, she give this matana. Al kein vayavoyu hanoshim al hanoshim zogt Chazam Sofer writes a loimer hanoshim tchila vanoshim achareyem. Chazam Sofer saying al means that the women came first and on them, besides for them, moisif to them, the men came afterwards to give their haskama. So we have over here numerous pshatim in the word al to understand what it means. Rashi and the Targum, according to the way Meshech Chachma understands it. We have the Sipornai. We have here the Chasam Sofer, all with similar halachas, with the similar halachas that everyone is using to say pshat here in this pasuk. Kultiv, everyone. Mamish, I think, Mesukim Midvash. Zagazat. Kultiv.